Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ray and Tay Today. Talking sports with friends.
Fellas, just talk about sports.
Here it is, y'all. We're on the air. Sit on the sofa, throw your hands in the air. We're talking sports so you can come on and listen. NFL predictions, what you're missing? Nothing, we got you covered for college football too. Every
fantasy football
Friday you could get what you need to hear. Mondays and Fridays we're always here. Live on the air, you know it ain't fair.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. You're listening to Ray and Tay Today. And I'm Ray, Tall Rayside.
I'm Tay, Eric Taylor, and it is a football Friday. Wow, already week five, Ray. It's flying. So, look, let's jump right into it. You already know the gist with the social medias. Ray, I feel like Tampa missed an opportunity where they could have maybe, I hate to say steal a game when you're at home, but 19-14, Brady 10 for 10 in the second quarter. Were you more impressed with the Patriots defense playing a little bit better, or were you more disappointed in Dirk Cutter's maybe lack of creativity in his offense and couldn't take advantage of Doug Martin running really well? Where does the balance go in this game? Who impressed you or disappointed you more in the Thursday night football matchup?
You know, I thought it was both teams being who they are. The Patriots will always find a way, or historically have found a way, to take away your best player. So Mike Evans was not going to be a factor in this game. Now, that left it open for DeSean Jackson, for the tight end Brait, right? For
Humphrey.
Doug Martin, welcome back, Dougie Fresh. So there were opportunities. Now, Dirk Cutter didn't have a great game, but then so did Jameis Winston didn't have a great game either. He missed on some opportunities. But
yeah,
you got to be disappointed, because this is one of those games at home. And, yes, I know your field goal kicker, you know, didn't help you out.
Was he cut today? I didn't hear. I don't know if he was cut today. He's got to go,
he
right?
He probably will be. But
you can't.
The point is, it's not like you dominated the game. And, by the way, the Patriots always played to the scoreboard, right? So the Patriots had a chance to kick a 51-yard field goal, 52-yard field goal, but they ended up punting, right? But if they needed to, Steven Guskowski would have made that field goal. But they just decided to pin them down, and they kicked it down to the two, right? So let's not think that, oh, if Nick Folk makes those three field goals, they win. It's not that easy, because the Patriots are the masters at playing, you know, playing
true,
the scoreboard. Anyway,
true.
Point is, Tampa Bay, this is a game, and this is why Tampa Bay is not in that elite class yet. They have to win these games. You have to win these games when you got the defending champs on the ropes, when you're at home, when you got your full arsenal with Doug Martin back. And they are who they are, right? The Patriots win these games, and the Bucs lose these games.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree with anything you said there. It's you just hate to see it get away when you feel like you've got the champs, per se, on the ropes. So let's get to Sunday, man. It is an interesting week, not so much on Saturday, but Sunday, a lot. We normally don't pick games like this, but, Ray, I wanted to go first with the Chargers at the Giants. Two 0-4 teams. These guys were traded for each other, basically, in the draft. Eli and Phillip, one has two Super Bowl rings, the other just a lot of stats. Giants favored by 3.5. I really don't know what to say, and I'm shocked that both these teams haven't won yet. The loser of this game, I mean, they just, you know, I don't even know. I do think Anthony Lynn is the right coach, but I don't think McAdoo is the right coach. I think both these teams could turn it around. For some strange reason, I think the Giants are going to win. I just don't think they're going to cover. I'm going to go 26-24. Odell finds a way to get it done for the Giants to win this game. And he's my fantasy stud, 6 for maybe 89 and a touchdown. 26-24, Giants finally win at home.
Look, I think the Giants are the better team, and I think the Giants will win because they're playing at home between Shepard and Beckham and Ingram. They have the skill positions. Their running game has always been the question for the last few years, let alone this year, the offensive line and the running game. So that's hard to overcome. I don't know that the Chargers on the road are going to put up enough points. I think the Giants defense, which has been inconsistent, is actually going to play okay in this game. But you're right. One of these teams is going to be 0-5. And I think it's going to be the Chargers. So I like the Giants winning 27-20.
Carolina Panthers going to Detroit Lions. This is a sneaky good game. Both teams in first place at 3-1.
So let me cut you off first and say, how do you think Cam, well, what's in Cam's mindset before you actually talk football?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, I think he might be in a fragile place. I thought the apology was heartfelt. I mean, obviously what he said was disrespectful and inappropriate. But I think maybe, look, we've all known that the guy needs to mature. And sometimes you need to be humbled. And maybe this sort of incident can kind of refocus you just on football and not, you know, and putting your head down and being a grinder and a leader. And I think it's going to galvanize the team. They're going to want to step up for him. I think they got a little taste of the offense working against the Patriots. And we've both said, as much as we like the Lions, they don't scare you any way. And Abdullah's a little banged up. I think the Panthers go into Detroit, and I think they pull it out 27-24 and upset the Lions. And the player of the game is going to be Mr. Calvin Benjamin. Touchdown, 5 catches, 85 yards.
Detroit football team. I think the Lions are a good team. I think they've been winning despite Matthew Stafford. I shouldn't say despite Matthew Stafford. They'd be winning with Matthew Stafford not playing his best and not putting up big numbers, which he's okay with, which is actually very refreshing for a guy that's a, you know, big arm, 5,000-yard passer. I like the Lions. I think Theo Riddick gives them a little bit of an extra oomph out of the backfield in the passing game. Golden Tate is an underrated receiver. If Eric Ebron and some of the other secondary pieces deliver, I think the Lions win. I think they're tough at home. The Panthers have those two big receivers on the outside, but without Greg Olsen up the middle, they're not as dangerous moving the ball up the middle of the field as they used to be. So I'm going to take the Lions in a close one. I'll say 23-20, Detroit football team.
It's okay. I know you want to say Detroit basketball.
I'm tempted.
But we got the Jacksonville Jaguars tied for first at 2-2, going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But this is not your recent Jacksonville Jaguars. The spread is 8.5. Now I'm a Steelers fan, but oof, that's a lot. I think the Steelers, Ben and Brown and all their little, you know, mini soap opera dramas, I think it's going to work out. I think they know that with Eric Berry out for the Chiefs and the Patriots maybe being a little just off this year, the Super Bowl is theirs for the taking. And I think that they're going to find a way to beat an up-and-coming good team defensively who turns it over offensively, and the Steelers' defense has improved. So I wouldn't want to pick the Steelers to cover this spread, but I actually think they do. Weird score, 29-20. They covered 8.5. And I think your boy just eats and eats and eats. And I mean Le'Veon, because we know Bouye and Ramsey are great corners, but nobody's stopping Le'Veon. He'll catch 5 passes, rush for 80 yards, receive for another 50, and he'll be the player of the game. Steelers win 29-20 over the Jaguars.
Le'Veon, we actually have not seen the, you know, number one or number two or number three pick in your fantasy draft show up like he's capable of. And I think this may very well be his week. All the attention was on the Antonio Brown outburst, but ultimately, you know, this team is going to go as far as Le'Veon Bell takes them, because I assume that Roethlisberger is going to start to play more consistently and be better.
He better start playing better and stop going to the media and trying to talk about Antonio and his coach. Talk about how you're not playing good ball, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. He's caught. He's been sliding a little bit. Now it helps that they're 3-1.
Yeah.
But he does need to play better. But he will. And, you know, I believe that Leonard Fournette will be slowed down a little bit. Jaguars are still a terrible team. You know, last year they were a terrible team. They don't just turn around and become an excellent team the next year. So the Steelers at home, too tough, too much posse. I think they win 31-20.
It is definitely too much posse. Now, you're talking about a posse. Russell Wilson, I believe, is what, 1-4 or 1-5 against the Rams in his career. They're going to LA. It's a, you know, big game. Rams are favored by 2.5. This is a hard one to pick because Seattle has not looked good. But for division games, it's like they become a different team. But I just think Goff, Gurley, and Watkins and Kupp, they got a little mojo going. And I think they're going to step up because they always play the Seahawks well. I think it'll be a weird game. But I think the Seahawks wind up winning this one 19-13, cover the spread. I'm sorry, the Rams win this one 19-13, cover the spread. And I think Todd Gurley gets on him. I think he gets a touchdown and, you know, a couple catches, maybe 180 or, you know, 100, maybe 90 yards rushing. But Seattle, they're going to lose. They're going to lose this one.
Wow.
I can't remember the ball.
Seattle going to 2-3 with Todd Gurley, man.
And they'll turn it around after that. But I think this is a tough one because the Rams always play them tough. 19-13, the Rams win.
I don't see it. I see the Seahawks having a chip on their shoulder. Because they're 2-2, because they're looking up at the Rams. When was the last time they looked up at the Rams into the season? Not in recent history, not in Pete Carroll's history. So Seahawks go in there. They muster up the old Legion of Boom. They hit. They intimidate. Now the Rams have a pretty darn good defense themselves when they play right. So this will be close, but I think ultimately Seattle and Russell Wilson with his legs will find a way to win, and they'll win a close one 20-17.
You think the fans come out for the Rams? They've had poor attendance so far. You think they step it up?
Yeah, when they start winning, I think so. Winning cures everything.
Yeah. Well, this is a big game, and they're 3-1. The fans should pack the stadium. Speaking of packing, the Green Bay Packers are packing some bags to go to Dallas.
Pack
your
it
Cowboys
up, pack
are
it
favored
in.
By 1.5. I think something's off, and I think the Cowboys suffer from not having a legitimate number two receiver. I like Cole Beasley. Witten's slowing down, and the Packers defense is playing better than anybody thought. I think this is Aaron Rodgers just rips it up. I think the Cowboys need a little fix. The offensive line is not playing the same way. They'll be good, but I think at the end of the day, the Packers are going to rip up the Cowboys and the defense and injuries. And their offensive line, I think their two guys are coming back. What is his name? Bugala, whatever his
Bulaga,
name is.
Yeah, Brian Bulaga.
Bulaga. They sound like fish, they're linemen. But I think they have Bulaga and Catfish, they should be coming back. And, I'll take them 27-23. Packers get it done.
Look, Aaron Rodgers is best playing football. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the best player on the field, but I think the Cowboys have a chip on their shoulder. They should have, in their mind, won that game last year. They almost did win. Jared Cook saved the day, but the key was the Packers jumping on them. I think they were up 21-0. Cowboys are going to control the tempo with the running game. Packers don't have a running game, so it's all falling on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, just think it's too much every week to ask for him to do that. And the team's been a little banged up at the wide receiver spot. They should have Cobb back. You know, Adams is back, and Jordy is probably playing at 80-90%. So they do have skilled players. I just don't think they can control the tempo, which Dallas can do. So I look for a big game from Ezekiel Elliott. He might get 30 carries and go for, you know, 120 and a couple touchdowns. He's a big reason I think the Cowboys are going to win this game. I think they're just going to impose their will and pull away in the fourth quarter. So I think the Cowboys win 30-26.
I like it. This is the hardest game of the week to pick. Chiefs at Texans. Chiefs are favored by 1.5. I think it goes down. It finally happens. I think Deshaun Watson, him and Fuller and Hopkins are starting to warm up. Lamar Miller's going. their team just seems to be getting things in rhythm. They still haven't brought in Dwayne Brown, I don't believe, so they got to work that out. But they're starting to play a little bit better each week, and I think the defense is starting to wake up and realize who they are. And, you know, J.J. Watt lost the surgeries. He needs to get it together, and I think he's going to start to get there. This will be a slugfest. I'm going to say the Texans win 23-20, and there will be no more undefeated teams in the National Football League. Lamar Miller, he does good. Touchdown, 90 yards, 30 yards receiving.
Deshaun Michael Jordan Watson.
There you go.
The man, and he's here to stay, but he's still a rookie. And I believe the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take advantage of that. He may throw a touchdown or two, but he may also have an interception or two and make a bad play in the fourth quarter, something that Alex Smith very rarely does. Alex Smith may not win the game for you, but he certainly very rarely loses the game for you. So even though I'm not a big fan of Alex Smith in the long run, taking you to deep into the playoffs, I think for this kind of game, this is perfect for him. A tight game, no mistakes. Win the field position game. Give the ball to Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Chiefs win. Close game, 22-20.
Still 5-0. So college football, I was a little surprised. NC State kind of put it on Louisville last night, Ray. I think that knocks off Lamar Jackson's, you know, run for the Heisman. But how about NC State? I mean, beat Florida State. Now they beat, you know, they're ranked. They beat Louisville. They're definitely having a season that no one really predicted, you know.
Not just a basketball school. You look at Russell Wilson and Philip Rivers. They got some quarterbacks that they pumped into the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Now, the one ranked game has got two transfer quarterbacks, Will Grier for West Virginia, 23, up against number 8. You know, was it Keith or Kevin Hill? Throw Hill?
Kenny Hill, yeah.
Kenny, Kevin, Keith, one of the K's. Kenny That's Hill, we'll just call him K-Trill, right? K-Trill, Mr. Thrill. Anyway, I don't think Greer is good enough to go into TCU to get this done. Now, you know, Hill can throw interceptions, you know, but I think at the end of the day, TCU's defense will stop West Virginia, and who's got, you know, he's got 13 touchdowns, their explosive offense. But I think TCU will slow them down. You'll see Anderson Eaton, you know, he's definitely a solid running back. I'm going to say TCU, there'll be some points. Big 12 has always got points. How about 34-27 TCU wins?
I think TCU's the better team, by far the better team. So Greer and Crawford can move the ball, but ultimately I think TCU will put their identity on this game, and I think that Darius Anderson is going to run the ball and run it well. Defense, like you said, is really going to tip the scales towards TCU's favor. I think TCU wins 30-20 and starts a run for, you know, top four going into that Big 12 championship. They're right there. I think TCU is going to try and make a name for themselves along with Oklahoma for the class of that Big 12.
No, you're right. And remember, Darius Anderson really stepped out on that Oklahoma State team, and he's got 422 yards, 6 touchdowns. He's a big, you know, star, I think, for TCU and really helping Hill in terms of balancing the offense. So Patterson, he's got his defense. He's got – listen, you're right. They got a chance. They got a legitimate chance to be Big 12 champs. So anyway, everybody have a great sports week. Baseball playoffs are on. Oh, gosh, all the fun. Enjoy the weekend. It should be a lot to see and take in. So,
all right, have a great sports weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
We're out. Oh, we'll catch you Sunday night. Special show. Peace.